One of the reasons I'm in this at all is that I used to work basically for the other side. My job in the old days was to try and sell clients on the merits of a controlled and discriminatory internet. I would go from place to place, and you know, I worked in Silicon Valley, and our devices were designed to control what kind of content went over the internet and at what speeds. That's what we were trying to sell. The basic idea was to try and assert more control over one over pipes and to charge money, you know, to try and give companies the power to charge money to differentially charge things, block things, whatever they wanted. You might wonder who our big clients were. And we had two types of big clients. One, here at home, were the cable companies and the phone companies, as you might expect. But our biggest client, and the one that had the most interest of all, was the Chinese government. And there was a pretty clear reason. They were absolutely interested in technologies that allowed them to control the internet a lot better. You know, the Chinese government looked at this internet and they wanted the economic benefits, but they didn't want any of the sort of total freedom of speech that came with it. And I want to emphasize that these technologies, filtering, monitoring, inspection, deep packet inspection, are exactly the same technologies that are the technologies of censorship. But I'm suggesting, first of all, it is a small step from censorship for commercial advantage to censorship for other reasons. And if we do not want to have an infrastructure of speech control in this country, it is important that we stand up and guarantee that the channels of free speech stay open.